There's any, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
In on the little community of Pine Ridge now, a picture of complete peace and contentment greets our eyes. It's a clear, still evening this Christmastide night, and the whole countryside is wrapped in a clean, white blanket of snow, which has fallen rather heavily all day long. Here and there on the deserted streets, we see an occasional home where the lights of a Christmas tree in the front window still twinkle in the dark of the night. As we pass through town and come to the outskirts, we catch up with three old fellows trudging along through the snow on the road which leads from Pine Ridge out into the countryside. Getting closer, we see they are Lum, Abner, and Grandpappy Spears. And as we join them, we find that they are on a real Christmas mission. Listen.
Yeah, sure, we're headed right now, are you, Grandpap?
Yeah, I know this is the way. See, Doc Miller rode his horse over here. You see his tracks there in the snow.
Well, it must be the old Gannis place, then.
That's just about where it's at. But there ain't nothing but the barn left over there, though. That house burnt down 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, Doc says it's due east from that road where we turned off there.
Due east, huh?
Which way is east? I paid no attention to the direction.
Well, wait a minute. Whereabouts is the east star?
Hey, there it is, right ahead of us. Yeah, we're going right, man. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we can just follow the east star.
Yeah, that ought to lead us to it.
How'd you find out about these folks, Grandpap?
Well, Doc Miller and his woman ate dinner over at our place, and we were sitting there visiting after we got done eating, and get the telephone rung and told Doc to get right on over here.
Well, who done the calling?
Oh, some fella named Joe something or other. Forget what he did call his name. He had went over to some neighbor's house to call. Said they'd been into the county seat to pay their taxes, and they weren't no room at the hotel, so they come out here to this old barn to spend the night.
Well, this ain't fitting weather to have to stay out in the barn.
And they said they were sort of expecting the baby to be born tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's the reason they called Doc Miller.
What's the matter, Abner?
That doggy's my arms are getting tired.
Well, here, let me carry them blankets a while, and you can carry this oil heater. Is that box of groceries getting heavy, Grandpa?
No, I'm all right. We ought to be there directly anyway.
Yeah, that snow tires a body out walking through it, you know what?
Well, maybe we're walking a little fast for you, Abner. Here, you take the lantern, too.
Yes, sir, it's mighty thought of you fellas to come over here at night this way. I sort of hate to call you to get out on Christmas, but after Doc left, me and the woman got to talking about how pitiful it was that couple was having to stay out here in this old barn with nothing to eat and all.
Why, sure. I'm just glad you called me, Grandpap. Just proud of a chance to help.
Yeah, this makes it seem more like Christmas to me, doing for somebody else. You know, you just can't do things to make other folks happy without making yourself happy at the same time. Trouble with a lot of us, we sort of lose the Christmas idea altogether. Think too much about ourselves. The real Christmas spirit is the happiness we get out of making others happy.
Why, yeah, sure. Now, there we were, just sitting there at home. Thought we was enjoying ourselves. These folks out here spending Christmas in an old barn this way. Now, wouldn't have been no Christmas to it if you hadn't have called us up, Grandpa.
Well, I knowed any reason I could depend on you fellas. Now, here, men, if it's the old Gaddis place, we ought to be able to see it from the top of this hill here.
Wait a minute. I believe that's the barn yonder, ain't it?
Yeah, that's where they're at. So where's the world?
Well, that's due east from where we was at, all right. But there's the east door there right over the top of the barn.
Yeah, there's Doc's horse tied to the fence there. Yeah, this is the place. See the light shining through the cracks in the wall?
Yeah. Yes, sir, that's a shame that them folks never let some of us know that they needed a place to stay. We've got plenty of room right over at the place. We'd have been glad to have them.
Yeah, this man that called off said they was looking for a place to stay and seen this barn weren't being used, so they just put up there for the night.
Whereabouts do they live at, Grandpap, did he say?
Why, yeah, they're from over about Pleasant Valley somewhere, I think.
Pleasant Valley?
Yeah. He told Doc he never had no cash money. Taking every nickel he had to pay his taxes, but said if he'd make this call, said he'd work it out quick as he could.
Well, old Doc never refused a call in his life, I don't reckon.
No. I've known him to get up in the dead of night, in the worst kind of weather, to go call on the sick, when he knowed before he went that he never would get no pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what we'd do without old Doc here in this community. Whilst there's some that says his methods is a little old-fashioned, Granny's, I'll take my chances with him every time.
Yeah, he's pulled me through the shadows time and again.
Yeah, I've always said Doc never practiced medicine for what money he got out of it as much as he does for the good that he can be to his fellow man.
Oh, yeah. No, sir, if there ever was a man that's got a precarious seat in the better world, it's old Doc Miller.
Yeah.
We better not be talking too loud, fellas. We don't want to disturb him none.
No, let's all be as quiet as we can.
Yeah, it's just a damn
army, Tar. Oh, mine too.
We gotta let Doc know we're here somewhere, brother. I reckon it won't hurt nothing to tap on the door, sort of, General.
No, go ahead, Lonnie. More likely be needing this oil stove.
I don't hear a sound in there.
I don't believe you knock quite loud enough, Lon. Maybe they never heard you.
Wait a minute. Here comes somebody at the door. Oh, howdy, Doc.
Well, hello there. What are you three old codgers doing out here this time of the night?
Well, we just got to thinking after you left, Doc, these folks might be needing something.
Yeah, Doc, we brung an oil stove and some bed covers here.
And here's a box of groceries.
Well, they sure need them, then. Haven't any heat of any kind in there. Using what little hay was left for a bed, I piled it all up the manger. Made a pretty good bed, but now these covers will come in awful handy.
How's the lady, Doc?
Well, getting along as well as could be expected, Mom. Well, I'll take these things on in and have her husband light this heater and warm the place up a little.
Yeah.
You men had better stay out here for a little while.
Oh, yeah, sure. You go ahead, Doc. We'll wait out here.
Hey, if there's anything we can do, Doc, let us know.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Grandpa.
What kind of work did this fella do?
Why, he said a while ago that he was a carpenter by trade, Lon. Said he'd been out of work for quite a while, though. Well, I'd better get back inside.
Yeah, sure.
Said he was a carpenter, huh?
Yeah. I was just thinking, Abner. We've been talking about building that loading platform at the back door of the store. I think it's a pretty good idea to get this fella to help us.
That's a good idea, Mom. And we might get him to do a little fixing up in the store there, too, while he's at it.
Well, he'll want to be nice, wife and baby, for a few days now, I reckon.
Why, sure.
Quick as Doc thinks it's safe for him to be moved, I'm going to just insist on him coming right on over there at our place and staying.
Well, that'd be the best place in the world for him, Grandpap. Aunt Charity, that woman of yours, could take better care of him than anybody I know of.
Yeah, she'd get a sight of enjoyment out of looking after the baby.
Just love, sure. That woman of yours, Grandpap, has mothered every youngin' in the community, I reckon.
I was just thinking here. Here we are, three old codgers, getting along in years, standing around out here waiting. Waiting for a little baby to be born. It's sort of like as if we were waiting for somebody to take our place.
Well, of course, we don't like to talk about such things, I reckon, but we've about served our time then, I reckon.
Won't be long before we'll have to move on. Maybe somebody has to take our place.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, soon forget about us.
Sort of like the years. Year 1944's almost gone. There's been a lot of things happen, but it'll soon be forgot. There's been lots of joys and happiness. And on the other hand, there's been lots of heartaches and lots of blasted hopes. But there's a new year coming, and we'll all get to start all over again. Here'll come 1945, bringing new hope and new courage. And we're sort of like the years, us three old fellas. We're sort of like 1944, and we're waiting on 1945. The little baby in yonder.
Well, it's just like I've always said.
There must be somebody coming to the door.
Oh, maybe it's Doc.
Any news yet, Doc?
Well, ma'am, it's a fine baby boy.